Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and tonight I have the cutest little shorty with me, Miss Marie Rose.
Hello everybody.
Hi my friend, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am good. Today I had lunch with my homie MR. That's Marie Rose, in case you guys don't know. And a bunch of other friends from work, and it was so nice. And it was like a busy day today. And for a moment, I was like, I don't think I can go. I got to get back out and do stuff. But I'm so glad that I went.
Oh, it felt good. It felt good to get all the girls together.
It was a nice break. It was a really nice break.
I think everybody needed that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So glad. So glad. You guys, tonight we're balling up in the corner and praying the shadows away. What in the horror movie are we talking about? Why, shadow people, of course. But before we douse ourselves in holy water, I want to shout out all of our friends to the show, both OG and new, on the old Twitter, Gram, Facebook, Pinterest, and Snapchat. It really has been so much fun hanging with you guys and getting to know you and reading your stories and, I mean, all kinds of good stuff. So you just have no idea how much fun I'm having, and I just want to shout you guys out because you the best. The call is now and forever out for your ghost stories. You have them. We want them. You can submit your story via email to themediamatters@gmail.com or on Twitter @MediaMatters or on Instagram and Facebook @TheMediaMatters. I will personally respond to everyone that submits a story or stories and make arrangements for you guys to join us on the show so you can tell your story to the rest of our friends, because I'm pretty sure everybody started hearing us talk. It's time to get some new blood in here. As a reminder, I am working with you guys to determine what the show's Patreon page will look like. Make sure you let me know what kind of special loving you'd like to receive from the show for being a patron to The Media Matters, because it's all for you guys, after all. We've had requests for bonus episodes, shout outs, chance to be a guest host, vlog episodes, and so much more. So please make sure that your voice is heard and you guys let us know what tickles your Patreon fancy.
Sounds like fun,
right? Real ticklish, like
audience participation.
I know. So I'm really glad that our friends are getting back to us and saying, this is what we want. I really appreciate it, because I could sit here forever and make a list of things that we could do, and then I scratch it out, or I just toss the whole thing and I start over, and then I'm like, no, wait, those other ideas were good.
Yeah, well, you put a lot of thought into this.
I do. I really try.
Into the subjects. And
I really try.
You do.
I try to bring it.
You're dedicated.
I try. When I'm not up in the clouds, I bring it down. Okay, we've been talking about this new thing for a little minute now, just like last couple weeks or so, and we've been getting a lot of awesome feedback about our newest segments, those being our weekly tarot talk and Can't Resist Crystal, and we couldn't be happier. So are you guys ready for more? We're gearing up to make August our tarot month. That's right, clap clap.
That's right. Mm-hmm. August is it.
So it's the month our resident Marie Rose will be doing one reading per day for 31 August days. Here are the parameters. You guys submit one question and one question only to our resident Marie Rose at hellomarierose@gmail.com. Your question may not relate to health or legal issues. Please, please make sure that you don't include those, because you will, Marie just won't answer those. It's
right. For health issues, see your doctor. For legal issues, go see your lawyer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going there.
Yeah. Or at least not right now anyway, because, you know, our people guide us all the time, and suddenly things change up and maybe we just needed to grow in a different area. We don't understand them. We don't get it. I don't know. Well, I'm just here.
Yeah. We get the message that we need to receive at that moment.
Mm-hmm. So the message right now is no, Marie Rose, you will not be answering questions about health and legal issues.
Right.
So Marie will randomly select one person per day and will contact that friend to let them know that they have been selected for the day. And she will make arrangements with you guys to do your tarot reading. So that is between Marie Rose and you guys. Marie, can you please tell us more about your vision for this one a day reading and what our friends to the show should and should not expect?
Well, we brought this up a while back.
Mm-hmm. A few episodes ago.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, you know, I need to flex this muscle. I need to use it. I need to exercise it. So, I mean, I didn't think about it previously. It just kind of spewed out of my mouth while we were talking during that.
As things do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, while we were talking during that podcast, while we were recording. And it's like, okay, well, I threw it out there. And so, you know, I got to think about how I want to do this. And I've been having lately, I've been having trouble meditating. It's just a block. I've been so busy at work and just so many things going on. And so Friday was the summer solstice. And it's like, okay, I'm taking the day off. You know, it's the longest day of the year. I'm going to clear out my house. I haven't done a good clearing of the house energy-wise in a while. So I did. I did a good old-fashioned energy clearing of the house. It took like 2 hours and, you know, try to get, you know, get all the bad energy out, so on and so forth. And it felt good. It felt good. And then, so that was a Friday, and I started meditating that evening. But before that, I was trying to meditate and just nothing was happening. I just couldn't get there. I could not just reach that calm meditative state. So Friday evening, it's like, okay, starting to come back a little bit, starting to come back a little bit. And then Saturday, Sunday, it was definitely coming back. So I was just keeping myself open. And it's like August is it. I started just getting all of this, okay, you know, set up the Marie Rose email, do this, do that. I'm like, whoa, okay, wait. And I literally had to stop my meditation and start writing all of this stuff down.
Yeah, because when they get chatty, they get real chatty.
Yeah, so hence, okay, August is it. August it is, and here we go. Mm-hmm. So again, everyone, keep in mind, I am a beginner at this. I am relying on your feedback, mm-hmm. what works, what doesn't work.
And please be nice to our Marie Rose.
and we'll get this figured out.
Right. So one of the things for me when I do a reading, which I haven't done in a while, but one of the things that I like to ask of anyone that I'm reading is that they do not give me information. I don't want anything. So for you, do you want it to be as simple as this is my question? Or do you want some background, or have you even done this enough to know what works for you and what doesn't?
Well, I really don't want any background. I want the question and obviously your name, because what I'm going to send back to you is a picture of your tarot layout and then a discussion of what it all means,
yeah,
and how it relates, right? Yeah. And basically the reading. It'll be done through email. So.
Awesome. So you guys heard it here first. August is tarot month. It is officially tarot August. And don't forget, you can email Marie at hellomarierose@gmail.com with your one question that has nothing to do with health and legal issues. Nothing. And Marie is going to randomly select one person per day to do a tarot reading for. So excited. I am going to slip my email in there with a question and just see if you even know that it's me, and I better freaking win. Very cool. I'm so excited. Without further ado, let's get down with this week's tarot talk, which is brought to us by the one and only Marie Rose. Marie Rose, take it away.
Okay, so for today, the card that was drawn was the Hierophant. Every time I look at that,
uh-huh.
I think elephant, but it's not elephant, it's Hierophant. See?
Let me see that guy.
So I'm showing Chantel.
Can I touch this?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's basically a priest in a red robe.
And it's like he's giving somebody to the hand with one hand. He's got people, like two guys at his feet.
Right.
I mean, he looks fancy.
Yep. Yep.
He's got like a gold crown.
Yeah. So it's basically a priest. He's sitting between two pillars, and the pillars mean a variety of things, the tree of life and severity or mercy. So, you know, obedience versus compulsion and so on. I mean, there's a lot of symbolism in this card. And at his feet are two keys. They're crossed. One's gold, one's silver. They're supposed to represent the solar and the lunar. And then at his feet are two priests kneeling before him. And like I said, he's wearing a robe of red, and of course all the colors mean something. And he's wearing a triple crown, and even though this is the fifth card in the fifth key in the tarot deck, the number three appears all over this card. He's got three crosses on his robe. He's got, like I said, the three tiered crown. He's carrying either a wand or a staff that has three symbols on it. It's kind of hard to explain, but anyways, what this card is supposed to mean is a preference for the outer forms of religion, the creed, the ceremony. The importance of social approval and the need to conform to society.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I take it to mean like organized religion. So how that's going to tie into tonight's topic, I have no idea.
We're going to need the baby Jesus tonight. That's how it ties in. That is how it freaking ties in, that little guy sitting on that throne looking all chic. Well, I am enjoying our weekly tarot talk. It's exciting as always, and all of our friends are enjoying it as well. Keeping in line with tonight's episode, we have this week's Can't Resist Crystal, which is black tourmaline. Yay!
Ooh!
Applause, applause! From energymuse.com, which is one of my, I have found one of my favorite sites.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. It is a very good one. The black tourmaline, you guys, it's a really cool, it is a black crystal, hence the name. It is a big, big, big time energy purifier in the world of crystals. Like a daily disinfectant for the soul, the black tourmaline crystal cleanses the aura of icky thought patterns keeping you up at night. Wherever you happen to be on your spiritual journey, black tourmaline is an excellent crystal for everyone because it's the bodyguard stone that provides protection and elimination of negative energy.
Yeah, they say that's the stone you put around your house to protect it.
It is a good one, yes. You can wear it as jewelry. You can keep it in your car, place it all over the house and your computers. Seriously, just put it everywhere because this all-around energy cleanser is a must-have for every gemstone collection. It really, I mean, it does work like a sponge to soak up negative energy. This is the crystal that I had. Let me find my words. So in my old house, I haven't done it in this house because I haven't yet unpacked everything.
You're transitioning.
Crickets, crickets. So in my old house, I had two small pieces of black tourmaline above every door. And in each corner of the house, I had a small piece of black tourmaline. So if it was like the piece that was in my bedroom, like, that was one corner of the house where my nightstand was. I had it like on the corner of the nightstand behind a picture. So it was as close to the corner as possible, that kind of thing. And I would cleanse them all the time. When it was full moon, I would put them with the rest of the crystals and I would sage them and I would ring bells and I would, you know, and I would and I would and I would. They were fantastic. And I did that because, as you guys know, once I agreed to get into this life, the intuitive life, if you will, things went buck wild and I needed some protection in a major way. And so that was a really good thing for me to do, was to have that black tourmaline all over the house. And I have other bigger pieces that I keep with the rest of my crystals. And sometimes when I meditate, I will hold one, or I'll carry it with me during the day, whatever the case. But it is a powerhouse. So check out energymuse.com if you want more information on the black tourmaline or any other site that resonates for you when it comes to crystals, so that you can do your research and definitely consider getting some black tourmaline for yourself.
Oh yeah, that's a great stone.
Mm-hmm. It's the bee's knees. It really is. I love it. Now then, it's time to encase ourselves in that black tourmaline we just talked about, because we're slipping into the shadows with those people. That's right, the shadow people. And I couldn't be more excited.
That's so creepy.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to set the scene, you guys. Alone on the couch, you're the most relaxed you've been all day. Wrapped in your favorite cozy blanket, you type away on your phone as you recall the details of the ghost story you're preparing to send to themediamatters@gmail.com. Marie Rose, don't laugh. This is serious.
Oh, God.
You find comfort in the stillness of the house and the dimly lit room until sudden movement at the opposite wall catches your attention. You look up and around, momentarily straining your eyes to make out the objects in the shadows, but there's nothing there. With a casual shrug, you return to the task at hand, recounting the dark and stormy night you can't wait to share on the show, when suddenly, there it is again. In one swift motion, you rip your covers back, throw your phone down, and stand quietly while you scan the room for the culprit you're positive has invaded your space. The hairs on your body stand on end as your heart races and time stands still. You pray silently as your mind works overtime to convince you of the perfectly logical explanation that is bound to occur to you at any moment. And then you see it. The darkness in the corner is not darkness at all, but a tall, human-shaped shadow. It seems to know it's been made and darts along the wall before disappearing out of sight. You're paralyzed with fear, wondering when you last took a breath, or blinked for that matter. What was that thing? Where did it go? Why was it here? Was that a shadow person? Dun, dun, dun. Yes, it was. It's a freaking shadow person.
That's too creepy.
I made that up myself, you guys. Just right in this little brain, right here. This is the stuff that dreams are made of.
Nightmares.
The shadow.
Nightmares,
people.
Not dreams. Mm-hmm. Nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What in the F is a shadow person? Basically, here's the answer. Nobody knows.
Right.
That's long and short. We're going to get into some different theories. We're going to get into some history, some folklore, all kinds of stuff. We're going to tell some stories at the end. But we're going to be upfront with you. No one truly knows. And you know why? Because we are not shadow people. And we have not crossed over. And even when we do, those may not be answers that we get, because they may not be relevant to us. And I'm okay with that.
I'm happy if I go my entire life without seeing one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see one.
So
they can stay away.
Yeah. Hear that? S people, stay away.
Yeah. House is cleared. Nope, not coming here.
That's right. Get your black tourmaline, y'all. Get it. Rub it all over you like a lotion. Okay. A shadow person is a perception of a patch of shadow as a living humanoid figure, particularly as interpreted by believers in the paranormal or supernatural, as the presence of a spirit or other entity. What does that mean? No one effing knows. It is a shadow. Is it a solid mass? We don't know.
Yeah, they can be a wispy black smoke, mm-hmm. Just swirling mm-hmm. black smoke. It can be, you know, they can take the form of a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shadow.
It's true. So a number of religions, legends, and belief systems describe shadowy spiritual beings or supernatural entities, such as shades of the underworld and various shadowy creatures, have long been a staple of folklore and ghost stories. Why? Because it's creepy as hell. That's why.
They're scary.
So you guys, if you don't already know this, which you may not, shadow people were made popular back in the day on this radio show called Coast to Coast AM. It was a late night radio show, And this is where it became popular. And so the first time the topic of shadow people was discussed at length was on the show. And it was in 2001 when host Art Bell interviewed Native American elder Thunderstrikes, who is also known as Harley Swiftier Reagan. During the show, listeners were encouraged to submit drawings of shadow people that they had seen, and a large number of these drawings were immediately shared publicly on the site, on their website, excuse me. In October that year, Heidi Hollis published her first book on the topic of shadow people and later became a regular guest on Coast to Coast. Hollis described shadow people as dark silhouettes with human shapes and profiles that flicker in and out of peripheral vision, and claims that people have reported the figures attempting to, quote, jump on their chest and choke them, and, quote, hell no.
No way.
Yes. Yes, but no. So Hollis believes the figures to be negative, alien beings that can be repelled by various means, including invoking the name of Jesus. And listen, if I saw a shadow person, I would invoke baby Jesus and Lucifer and everyone else and Marie Rose. I would invoke everybody.
Yeah, they've been described as shy to just mean and nasty mm-hmm. to evil. I mean, we don't know what these things are, but if they're making people scared mm-hmm. and you get the feeling that they're evil, well, guess what? They're evil.
Right.
Get them out.
Right. So there is an online forum devoted to paranormal and supernatural topics, and it is described in this forum that they are menacing. However, there are people that believe that they do believe that they are not evil, that they are helpful or neutral. Some even speculate that the shadow people may be extra dimensional inhabitants of another universe, like ETs, aliens, if you will.
I'm not feeling that.
That doesn't resonate with you?
No.
I mean, anything's possible.
No, I'm going along with the scary evil route.
That's better for you versus them being just helpful or neutral.
If helpful, neutral, turn to my spirit guides. I don't need dark, shadowy figures in the corner of my room to be delivering messages. No, I don't want to hear what they have to say.
Agreed. Which I haven't read very much or heard very much about them being communicative. They're usually just like lurking in the shadows, hence their name.
Yeah, so get out.
Yeah, and the people that describe them as being neutral or just kind of hanging out, like they're not negative. How do you get that? Is it just a feeling? I don't know. Which, I mean, could be. It could just be a feeling because, you know, sometimes we feel something is present and it could be same thing, like positive, neutral, negative. I mean, we feel it. So it could be the same thing.
Yeah. The thing is, if I feel something, I want to know who, what, when, where, why, because mm-hmm. They didn't reveal themselves to me for nothing.
Right.
So unless you're serving the good of my higher self, then get out.
Exactly. The most common form a shadow person presents themselves in is the classic shadow being, which is described as dark, inorganic, phantom-like figures that look just like a dark black shadow of a figure but don't seem to quite have full human form or facial or bodily features. So I've seen a lot, heard a lot, read a lot about them looking very human like and often it's you can see a good part of the body but not the full body. You can see the face, but it is just a shadow. It's a silhouette. And it doesn't mean that it looks solid or, you know, as solid as a human silhouette would. It could be, like you said, it could look cloudy or, you know, hazy, whatever the case. And when people see their eyes, they're either very, very black or red. That, to me, does not scream positive at all.
No, that doesn't even say neutral.
Right. When my eyes are super red because I haven't slept or whatever, even I scare myself. I'm like, Jesus. So, no, sir. The shadow people are said to feel very masculine and oppressive and like something that is beyond human and out of our scope of understanding.
Yeah, that was interesting. In all the research I did, I didn't see any examples of a shadow being like a female. It's all been male oriented. I thought that was interesting.
And I wonder if it's because women just have a natural takeoverness. Women just come in and they're like, I'll do the talking. So no, women can't be shadow people.
Oh, so you're saying because they don't speak and they don't communicate, it's impossible.
We're too loud.
Well, we have a lot to say.
We do. And the guys just end up having to be quiet.
Oh, the strong silent types.
Maybe, I don't know.
Or the smoky silent types.
Yeah. It's no knock on you guys. Not at all. It's no knock on women either. This is just my life experience.
Well, women bond through sharing and communicating.
It's true. And you've not been to one of my family events, Marie Rose, but the day that you come, I will highly encourage you to bring some Motrin or Advil or something of the sort, because it is a lot of Hispanic women and everyone talks louder than the person next to them because everybody has to be heard. Everyone has something incredibly important to say and it's nothing.
It sounds like a good time.
Oh yeah, that's what I would call it. It is an exhausting time. It is a lot of fun, but that's what I think of when I see that it's like a masculine energy or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I know why. I know why.
You're probably 100% correct.
Right?
That's why there's no female.
That's right. Get
female
it, girls.
Shadow beings.
Because whatever the equivalent is for the women,
we're gonna say something.
Yeah. I don't know what the opposite of the shadow person is for the women. You know what I mean? Like, if shadow people are men, what is the woman side? Because it is
a light being,
or like the no, never. Or are they like the banshees you hear in the woods, where they're like
the screaming?
If you hear the screaming, don't go near it.
The screaming banshees. Yes.
And Marie Rose and I will highly encourage you to follow that. Do not go near, because it's a pissed off woman running around the woods all crazy. Mm-mm. Okay, back to the topic. Some people believe their dark form is used as camouflage and they take on a rough humanoid form to blend in with us. Listen here.
Blend in with us.
Thank you. Okay. I've not come across someone where I looked at them and I was like, oh, what an odd looking person. I wonder if they're just trying to blend. Good for you, sir. Good for you. Never. Never. You guys, it's dark and stormy. No lie. Right now there's thunder. You can't hear it because our mics are exceptional. But
yeah, but the room just went dark because the clouds just rolled in.
Yes.
And the room just went almost black. It's
so
creepy.
Sorry to interrupt with that, but
no, Mother Nature is definitely feeding into the whole shadow being
I know.
Subject tonight.
Yes, she is. See?
Mm-hmm.
Mother Nature is is female energy, and she is loud.
Oh yeah, I've been hearing the thunder throughout the doing this podcast. I was wondering if it was picking up on the mics or not.
I highly doubt it, but if you guys hear it, then I'm very excited, because maybe we'll just put some thunder noise on
Sound effects.
Mm-hmm, some sound effects. Okay, others report seeing shadow people with red or green glowing eyes or black eyes, or even wearing a hat like the Hat Man, who often appears in a cape or trench coat and a hat which can range from a top hat to a fedora or cowboy hat. So
does he flash you?
These shadow people sound like they hang out with the Queer Eye guys. They're very fashionable. They wear trench coats and top hats, so they know how to get it.
So they're fashionable.
They're fashionable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because why not? Some theories. Let's get down to some theories. Because like we said at the top of the show, no one knows what they truly are. Not at all. Some people believe that shadow people are extraterrestrial. Like we said, Heidi Hollis, the author, she does believe shadow people are alien beings. And she talks about this in her book, The Secret War. Specifically, she believes the man in the hat, as she quotes it, to be extraterrestrial. Some believe the figure's hat could be a form of disguise to cover up an unusually shaped head that could be alien in appearance, or it is some kind of otherworldly technology or even protective device. I don't know. I mean,
well, it's a theory. It's a theory.
Right. Right. Others believe they're interdimensional beings. Natalia Kuna, who is a psychic medium, describes shadow people as conscious, intelligent, interdimensional beings. And she writes that they're able to dematerialize very quickly and shapeshift into other forms, such as in the figure of a cat, dog, rodent, oddly shaped spider, insect, or other creature or shape. On her website, she says the man in the hat is an intelligent conscious form, intelligent consciousness from another dimension or time-space reality, possibly the future, which, again, another theory. And I mean, how the hell do we know that that's not true? Shadow people sometimes attack. This is not a theory. This is from people's experience. In 2003, radio DJ and shadow person expert George Noory invited Heidi Hollis and Matt Moneymaker, a noted Bigfoot hunter.
Wait, his Moneymaker?
Yes.
That's actually his name?
Yes, Mr. Moneymaker, Mr. Matt Moneymaker, Marie Rose.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. He is a noted Bigfoot hunter. Yeah. They were invited onto the radio show Coast to Coast to discuss shadow people and the Hat Man. So George Noory told Heidi Hollis and Matt Moneymaker he heard reports of shadow people attempting to jump on their chest and choke people. This would suggest that shadow people actually have the ability to make contact with the physical realm, which is interesting.
So physical contact. Correct. So that goes beyond smoke.
Correct.
It's scary. It's just too scary.
Well, I mean, there are many, many accounts of people being attacked by entities. And yes, it's ghosts, it's demons, it's, you know, all kinds. So it doesn't seem crazy to me.
So it could be related.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Well, you know, there are people that believe they're pure evil and people that believe that they are guardians. And I mean, we just don't know.
No, we don't. One of the explanations that I found was that they're just collections of negative psychic energies. They collect around areas of traumatic events, and or they take place in mm-hmm. form where evil people hang out. You know, basically it's negative psychic energy, and it manifests itself into a form.
Right. So kind of along the same lines as poltergeist.
Exactly.
Where it's someone's energy or the energy of a place or... Yeah, that's interesting because I was just having a conversation like this a little while ago. Not with you, Marie Rose. Don't be jealous.
No, but you need to tell that story, though.
I'm going to save it because... wait, which story?
Of your conversation today. How things just kind of crop up.
Oh my God, you guys. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to get off on a little tangent really quick. Very, very quick. Okay. So earlier today, I was driving around for work and just lost in thought. And I was thinking about, and I don't know why this came to me, but I started thinking about the demon that I encountered when I was in the middle of my Reiki level 3 training. And I was working on someone that was on the table. And I really feel like I talked about this on the show. I think I did.
Briefly. Right.
Yeah, I must have. Okay. So I talked about the encounter that I had with this demon. And I knew it was a demon and what it did, like the way it presented, all that good stuff. That was earlier today. I haven't thought about that in the longest time. Probably since the last time I talked about it on the show. And prior to that, I don't know when I thought about it before. Fast forward to this afternoon, before I came to Marie's house, one of my old friends texted and said, hey, when you have a minute, can we talk? Who is this friend? This is the friend that I talk about from the OG days. She used to live with us when I was younger in my Ouija board days. She was our roommate. And she is going to be on the show to tell some stories and to live it up with us because why the hell not? And she's got a lot of stories. So I am super excited. So I hadn't talked to her in a while, and she sent me this text and said, yeah, I have a question. Can I talk? Can we talk? Whatever. So I talked to her and she said, hey, so I'm catching up on the show and I heard this episode and you talked about your encounter with a demon and I just had some questions about it. And so I'm not sure what she is talking about because I've had so many different encounters and I was trying to quickly go through my brain files. And I said, well, I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but off the top of my head, the one that comes to me first is the demon I encountered when I was doing Reiki level 3 training. And so I gave her a brief description of it and she said, yeah, that's the one. That's the one. So the craziness, you guys, is that for no sane reason, today it came to me and I was thinking about that incident. And then she sends me a damn text out of nowhere. I haven't talked to her since I came home the first time from Houston.
So it's been a year.
It's been about a year since I talked to her. And
so this morning you're thinking about the demon incident.
Middle of the day. I'm driving around for work.
And then today she calls you about it.
Yeah. And so when I was thinking about it, as I'm driving, you know, just lost in thought. I don't know why I thought about it, but I'm like, I remember trying to recall the details of what happened. And then just like that, the thought was gone. And I'm off to like in the damn clouds thinking about something else. So for her to text me the same day or want to talk to me the same day about the same thing was crazy as hell. Crazy as hell. And
yeah,
then.
Yeah, because I don't believe in coincidences.
Nor I. And then here's the other thing that goes with that. She tells me that she wanted to get my take on why I called it a demon because she had an experience. She proceeded to tell me about the experience. And what popped into my mind immediately, I asked some questions, but what popped into my mind immediately is that she encountered a shadow person. And it was crazy as hell, you guys, because I'm like, wait a minute. The moment I started prepping for this show, for the Shadow People show, it's like shadow people are coming out of the woodwork. And I don't mean like we're seeing them. I mean, it's like just in the air.
Just the subjects coming up.
Yes. And so it was just crazy as hell. Crazy as hell that I think about this thing. She calls me about this thing. And then she tells me she is asking about this thing because of this other thing that she encountered. And this other thing is right in line with these damn shadow people that we're talking about right now. Oh, my God. God.
Timing.
Baby Jesus.
Universe timing.
Yes. So what do I make of all that? I have no idea. I have no idea, except maybe to say that everything is connected.
It is. And I'm sure it'll make itself apparent eventually, because we had actually talked about doing this subject like last year. And
we did.
And things happened and we never got around to it.
Yeah.
So here we come around to today. Mm-hmm. and your friend calls and mm-hmm. it was just timing, divine
mm-hmm.
timing.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, who knows?
Right. One of our friends to the show submitted a ghost story, but it was a shadow person story. And when I got the email, I was thinking about this because I had just been reading up and doing research, and the email came and I looked at it and I was like, get the hell out of here. It's just, I don't know. It's crazy. So we're going to have her on the show. So she has got so many cool stories, and all I need is to have her sister on the show too. And then we have a damn reunion and we're not going to bust out another Ouija board. Not going to happen.
That sounds awesome.
So getting back to the topic at hand, how in the name of Lucifer do you get rid of a shadow person? Listen.
I think you simply by looking at it and it runs off.
Not always, because there are a lot of stories where they charge at people.
Scary.
Know. It's very creepy. What I have seen the most is that you start praying out loud and you invoke the name of Jesus. That's what I've seen the most. Which,
oh yeah,
you
know,
to me,
calling,
I'm like, it's a demon.
Yeah, I'd be calling
Jesus
and everybody else.
Yeah, so apparently just saying Jesus's name can be more than enough. I would say that, you know, for sure, pray out loud, make your boundaries known. And I found this to work for me. And, you know, I'm not talking shadow people, because that it wasn't, I was not trying to get rid of shadow people. I was trying to get rid of other energies. However, I think it still stands true. Make your boundaries known. So this is my house. This is my space. This is my room. This is my whatever it is. You have no right to be here. You need to go. Pack it up. Like, say it however you want. And I would highly encourage you to put some damn bass in your voice.
Get out.
Yes. Like, take ownership. That is your space. I am saying, like, for real, when I feel very empowered now, obviously, I'm not running into demons and crap all the time. Thank you, Lucifer, for that. But but I really do feel empowered, because now I do feel like I have every damn right, and I have the courage to do it, to put my foot down and say, what the, like, I actually get pissed off. I get mad. I'm like, excuse me, this is my GD space. Why are you here? You have no right. My space. You don't pay for anything here. Nothing.
No utilities, no rent.
Not a damn thing. No. So yes, set your boundaries and set them strong. Find crystals that work for you and put them around your home. I have talked about going through phases where I was afraid to sleep because all kinds of activity and, you know, etc. And I did a crystal grid under my mattress with amethyst crystals. And there are so many crystals in this world. They all have a different purpose. You can pair crystals together and do a little enhance collection. Their power. Yep. Yes. I mean, sage your space. Get down with some sage and go through your home. There are so many different things you can do. And it's probably time for another Protect Your Space episode, where we do another refresher.
Yeah, because we did one in season one, didn't we?
We did one in season one, so it's probably time. But, you know, we've talked about this a lot, you guys, and being wise with what you do. And you encountering shadow people does not mean you've done something wrong. Please don't take it that way. That's never the case. Now, I will say this. If you are curious about other dimensions, curious about other planes, curious about other beings that are outside of our realm, curiosity can be incredibly dangerous. You have to be careful, and you have to know what you're doing. You have to work. You don't have to do shit, but
you have to go safely.
Yes.
Go safely.
Please, please, please do it safely, because you have the ability to open up some stuff that you know nothing about that has the potential to be incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, you're inviting trouble.
Very much. Please heed my warning. I have been there. I have done that. The teenage me was dumb, as you guys know, and still a little bit. I don't know. But in all honesty, if you have activity in your home, please don't encourage it by doing your own investigations, and it can be incredibly dangerous. You have to be safe. You have to know what you're doing. I cannot stress this enough. You don't want to encourage these behaviors. You don't want to encourage these energies coming into your space. It can be very, very hard to get rid of that stuff, to cleanse, to free yourself from it. Some people never
do. Because you had to move, right?
Well, yes, we did move. We did. It's a long story, but it was the best thing that happened. But some people never free themselves from it for one reason or another. It's just, please be safe. Please be very safe. So if you have activity going on in your home, please get someone's help. Learn how to clear your space. Learn how to take it back. And this does not mean that if you have a loved one that has crossed over that you are banishing them. Not by any means. You can set the rules. You can say only energies of love and light. You can say only my loved ones. You can say when they can come into your space. You set the rules. Like, I promise you guys set the rules. So please be very careful and do not experiment with things. Don't let your curiosity get the better of you. I don't know how else to say this. I can say it in Spanish too. I don't know if that helps. Say it in another language. So, moving on. Are they good? Are they bad? What the hell are they? We don't know. Nobody truly knows. There are so many theories. I mean, theories that we'll never, ever be able to cover in their entirety because they just go on and on. And everyone's experience is different. Marie and I could see a shadow person right now and we would both walk away with a different story, with a different feeling. It's just how it is. So, I mean, I don't want that, universe. Please hear me.
Yeah, no, not happening. Not happening in this house.
Yes, but I mean, that's just how it is. So it's up to individual interpretation, I suppose. It could be your current mood when you see it, where you are in life when you see it. It could be all kinds of different things. Are they there to guard you? Are they there to give you a message? Are they there to harm you? We don't know. We do not know.
I'm still going with evil.
Yeah. I feel like none of my guides or my guardian angels or my loved ones would lurk in the damn dark knowing that crap would scare me.
No, there's no reason for that.
Stop it. Stop. All right. So we're going to change it up. We are going to go into some stories, unless you have more things you want to talk about.
No, stories. Stories is good.
So you guys can't see this, but Marie Rose has the widest eyes right now. This might be one of the scarier things we've talked about.
It is scary.
I can see it on your face.
Scary.
Yes, when I leave, you're going to have to sage the whole house all over again.
I know, right?
Okay, you guys. So this story comes to us from our friend to the show, Desiree. And I am so, so excited and grateful that Desiree submitted this story. And
hey, Desiree.
Hey, Desiree. Hey, girl. And so I'm going to read this story. I had asked her if she wanted to be on the show. And because of timing, we just couldn't get it worked out. But that does not mean that she will not be on the show at a future time because she has other stories. And I'm so excited. But I chose this particular story because it has everything to do with what we are talking about. So here we go. This past fall, my boyfriend and I were sitting by a bonfire in my backyard. I looked up into the backyard and a black shadow person walked across the yard. It was tall, tree-like, with long limbs and no features. It took only 3 steps to cross the backyard. When I looked at it, it turned its head toward me and I felt like electricity went through me. It was gone. As days went by, I saw it crawling on the floor with its body twisting as it crawled. Still no features at my place of work. And once more at home, I saw it sitting on the top of the stairs of my home. My neighbor at the time was in his late 80s, early 90s, in bad shape, and soon after he passed, it lingered until I drew it to show my mom what it looked like. After I drew it, I never saw it again until I traveled in a chakra meditation, where behind me in a mirror, I was looking in where I was trying to use my light to push it out of the mirror. Creepy.
Oh, that is scary.
Desiree, thank you so, 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 so much for sharing your story with us. That is creeps for sure. And I am very glad that you don't see this shadow person anymore.
Hopefully it's gone for good.
Yes, hopefully it has gone for good. All right. On to the next. Do you have a story, Marie Rose?
Yeah, I've got a story.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. So in this story, this person was living in a 2-bedroom apartment with a close friend. And as she tells it, one night I woke up and went to the kitchen to get some water. And I made it out of there, but on my way back to my room, a figure in the living room caught my eye. For a second, I thought it was my roommate. Then I realized it was not her. It was over 6 feet tall with long legs that faded at where its feet should have been. The only facial features it had were its 2 red eyes.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was blacker than our unlit living room and its hands were claws at its side.
Because why not?
Right? I was frozen with fear, but I also felt like I was being held there by this being. One of its hands started to reach out to me, and that's when I finally broke free from its glare. And then just like that, it was gone. I stood shocked before going back to bed. I woke up thinking it was all just a terrifying dream, but then it happened again. And again, it's not frequently occurring that I actually see a shadow person, but I can almost always feel something. So far, they haven't caused anything physical to happen, but the fear they give me is enough.
And you know what? I totally understand that. Like, you don't have to see it. You don't have to fear it. Yeah, like, to just feeling it and feeling whatever energy it's given off. Ugh. The heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. All right. I've only told one person about this, and I'm pretty sure they didn't believe me and no longer remember what I told them or choose not to ever bring it up again. 4 years ago, I saw something I will never forget. I woke up from a good night's sleep, looked at the TV, and realized I couldn't move. I could only move my eyes. I looked to my bedroom door, and I saw it standing at the closed door of my bedroom, a hooded, cloaked shadow man. I tried to scream, but nothing would come out. I struggled to move, but that didn't work either. Suddenly, it rushed at me and was on top of me instantly. I closed my eyes trying to scream, but no sound came out. It was crushing and choking me until, finally, it let go. I was able to let out a low, out of breath, "Help," that no one heard. Then the shadow man just vanished. I went downstairs to ask if anyone heard me screaming. That's when I told the only person I ever told. I was told, no, they didn't hear anything, and said it was probably a dream. I tried to explain that it wasn't. I can tell you what was on the TV when I first woke. Unable to move, anything but my eyes. It was the news about an accident the night before. I rewound the program, and yes, there it was, minutes earlier, just as I had said. It happened. I know what I saw, but sadly, no one will ever believe it until they see it for themselves, just as it took for me to believe it.
Ooh, that's creepy.
I know.
Creepy, creepy, creepy. Okay, so I've got one from, and this is told through a woman who had left her abusive and alcoholic husband. She had to move back to her mom's house with her kids. So she's in her back in her childhood bedroom, and she describes it as a large house, and her bedroom is large with high ceilings and all white decor. So in the night in question, I woke to find a dark shadowy figure standing over me. His outline was like my husband's, tall and possibly with a hat. At first I thought, what's my husband doing here? Then I quickly realized it couldn't be him because he lived on the other side of the country. Then I became scared as I thought that the figure must be an intruder. My heart pounded, I blinked, and then the figure disappeared. I turned on the light and looked at my clock. It was 3 a.m. on the dot.
Witching hour.
Witching hour, right. So the feeling...
Definitely not the magic hour.
No, not in this case. The feeling from the shadow person was not one of negative energy. It felt like a being from somewhere else. I thought maybe it was an alien. It scared me due to its realness and my shock at finding someone in my room. I knew it wasn't a ghost. For the next two nights, I had dreams that came true the next day, which I thought was strange. On a personal level, I seemed to have gone through an awakening. I seem to be developing psychic abilities, knowing when things are about to happen, and it happens on a weekly basis now.
Oh, good Lord. What, seeing the shadow person or just experiences?
No, the psychic, ever since she saw this thing, it's like it's awakened some kind of psychic ability within her, and now she's seeing things and knowing things are about to happen, and these little psychic events now happen to her every week.
Because she got a connection to the 867 evil hotline?
The alien hotline?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who knows?
Ooh, creepy. My wife and I moved into a rental house along with my mother, my stepson, and his girlfriend. The house was located in the middle of the woods in Tennessee. To make a very long, disturbing story very short, From the second day in the house, we were all hearing things that shouldn't be there. The walls would bang, and you would hear footsteps and other non-explainable noises. About the fourth night there, I was in bed around 3:30 a.m. with my wife and laying on my back with her head resting on my arm, but she was facing away from me. At the angle we were laying, I could see out of the bedroom, through the hall, and into the living room. I see a shadow that was blacker than black and about 7 foot tall, roughly shaped like a person. It came from the kitchen into my line of sight in the living room. I watched it, fully awake, come all the way down the living room and zigzag through the hallway into our room. Hell F no.
See, that's right out of a scary movie.
Yes. Zigzag through the hallway.
Yeah, no, that's totally a scary movie.
And it's, I feel like it's just doing that on purpose. Like, it knows you're afraid. So does it normally walk in a GD zigzag pattern? No. But it's like, oh.
It's like right? Pinball.
Paul knows I'm here, so I'm going to walk like this. I assume that's what they talk like.
They don't speak.
I think they do.
You're going to make this one speak. You're going to give it a voice.
Because this is too much. I can't. Oh, good Lord. It went around our bed and went right past me and stood in the corner behind me, in the corner to my left. I was kind of in shock, I think. I mean, I just watched this thing come all the way through our house and went right past the foot of the bed and now standing behind me. I remember almost laughing in my head as feeling extremely curious and amazed all at once. I didn't move or make a sound, and all of a sudden I remember what looked like a black tornado came out of the main shadow and went over my head and started coming down towards my wife. She was asleep on my arm, so when I saw this, I pulled my arm and my wife toward me, and the blackness drew back just like it came. I felt it got angry by this, overwhelming malice, and then it went into the wall and disappeared. We left the house the next day and never returned. Good for you, sir. Good for you. Right.
Protect your family.
Bravo.
Get out.
Even if he wasn't trying to protect his family, he's like, I'm scared as hell. And I'm not going back.
You know what? Good for him, though, because, you know, he had his arm around his wife and that thing was coming and he pulled her toward him, you know, in a protective manner.
Yeah.
And the thing got upset and left. So, well, I say that he pulled her in like in a protective manner. So was he protecting her?
No.
Or was he using her as a shield?
Or he wasn't trying to pull her toward him at all. He was trying to get his damn arm. He's like, girl, I'm out.
He was trying to run.
You better keep up, girl. Oh, gosh.
I don't have to run fast. I just have to run faster than you.
That's right. And you know what? Whatever he was trying to accomplish, good for you, sir, for never going back.
Right.
Good for you.
He grabbed his family and he got out.
And no judgment to anyone that stays. I know there are many different reasons why people stay. Some people are like, no, the house is mine. Other people are like, I can't afford to go anywhere else. I will sleep under my desk at work.
Because you're lucky enough to have an office and a desk and work.
Don't make me feel bad for my decision, Maria.
Some people don't.
Good for you, sir. Bravo. More sound effects. A clapping one right now because... there you go.
Yeah.
From the one and only Marie Rose. There you go, sir. All right. Here's our last one. These happened back in 2009, 2010. I was on maternity leave for my daughter, who is now 3. My husband and I do not share a room because he snores very loudly and I cannot sleep. So the baby and I were in one room and he was across the hall in another room. I woke up with a feeling of intense panic. I don't know if I'd had a dream or what was going on, but the feeling was so intense I was in tears. I looked over at the baby. She was sleeping in her crib next to my bed, but there was a shadow person leaning over her as if closely observing her. Just no.
Hell no.
Just no.
No, you do not mess with the baby.
No, sir, because that baby is asleep, sir.
Asleep or not, you get away from the baby.
You do not wake a sleeping baby.
No, mama bear comes out.
Yes, because she's like, don't wake up that baby.
She's finally asleep, damn it. You know how long it took me to get that baby asleep?
And I'm tired. I jumped out of bed to get to her, but by the time I got to her, the thing disappeared. My daughter did not wake up. She appeared completely unaffected by its presence. I had the distinct feeling that the shadow was trying to scare me, targeting my fears of something happening to my first and only child. My second experience with the shadows, who seemed negative, also happened at night while I was in my room sleeping. My daughter was in bed with me. She was still just a baby. She was in bed with me because I was still so shaken about the night the shadow was leaning over her. I woke up with the feeling of being watched. I woke up and saw a very dark shadow standing by my bedroom door. I sat up in bed and grabbed the baby, then jumped up with the intention of running out of the room past the thing to my husband's room. When I stood up, the damn thing charged up the aisle like it was going to tackle us. I was holding my daughter, but it passed us with a leap and disappeared. I bought myself some night lights, and that seemed to keep them at bay. But sometimes at night, while I'm sitting here in my living room alone, after everyone has gone to bed, I catch a fleeting glimpse of them in a doorway or out of the window. I always carry a flashlight in my purse and have one on my nightstand. My daughter has two nightlights in her room, and just this week I bought more nightlights that I've put in every room that doesn't already have one. I have had some positive experiences with them too, but those are for another time.
Okay, so she needs the protection of the crystals and have her house cleared, have her whole property cleared.
I feel like that's the answer for everyone.
And
say nothing except Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah. Help me, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I have also read, and it reminded me when I was reading this story, about light being a deterrent for them, for the shadow people. They don't like the light. So when people turn on a light, or even when they make contact, like eye contact with them, they take off. So just do that, guys. Just look at them. Just kidding. That's not good advice.
Don't engage.
Mm-mm. I don't even know what to say. I need a drink. That was a lot. That was a lot.
That's some pretty heavy, scary stuff. I mean, this is like Halloween material.
That's true. That is true. Well, friends, that's our show on shadow people. We hope you enjoyed this creepy content as much as we did. If you guys have an experience with a shadow person or know someone who does, make sure you let us know at themediamatters@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Twitter and Snapchat at Media Matters, or on Instagram and Facebook at The Media Matters, where I can show you even more love and read your creepy, creepy stories. We really, really are so grateful that you guys tuned in for another Can't Miss episode and you continue to come back. We're getting so much positive feedback from so many of you, and we appreciate it more than you could ever, ever know. Your ghost stories are now and forever wanted. Send your ghost stories to themediamatters@gmail.com or via DM, like we said, on social media, and I will personally reply. I triple promise. If you guys are liking the show, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your ratings and reviews help support the show and makes it easier for others to find us. So please make sure you guys get on iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasting and rate and review The Media Matters. And hopefully it is a good one.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. With that, you guys, it is a wrap for us. We're back next week with an all new episode of The Media Matters. Same bat time, same bat channel. And until then, may your days be supernatural and extraordinary. Good night, friends.
Good night.